What exactly are your concerns that you brought up to City Council last night?
Well, I brought up that I bought a house on Main Street a few years ago, and it had sat empty for about 10 years, and there's a lot of empty houses on Main Street. They're not only an eyesore, but also a hazard. The house that I particularly bought, there were kids doing drugs in the upstairs and drinking and swinging from the knob and tube wiring and all that sort of thing. There were animals that were invading the house. The meter box on the outside was kicked to the side, and there was water running in with the electricity on. There's two weed trees in the front that were completely hollow that could have fallen on traffic or a pedestrian. And when the tree company actually came to cut them down, they were able to just push them over. So that was a major hazard. And I'm sure that a lot of these other buildings are have hazards of their own, not just a fire hazard, but people, coming in and doing things that they probably shouldn't be, and so on and so forth. I also know that I helped with the brown bag lunch program for several years, making lunches for people, and we recognized that there was a homeless issue, a lot of people that needed a place to live. And I also know that Morgan County Housing Authority and some of the other housing agencies have a very long waiting list for people, and Section 8 has I think the last that I heard was maybe 2-year waiting list, and we have these homes available for people. And so I managed to take one and start to fix it up and do the best that I could. It was something that I could afford and fix up a little bit at a time, and I made a 10-year plan. However, once I started dealing with city code enforcement, I've actually been in court over the last year every 2 to 3 weeks or somewhere thereabout, and it's not been a pleasant experience. I don't feel that I've really been able to work with them and in a conducive manner. I've been fined, which doesn't help the progress of the house. I've been threatened from various things of anywhere from they're going to take me to circuit court and put me in jail. During Christmas time, they had said that they were going to show an order to rule cause, which would cause me to be forced to sell or auction my home. Now, I'm a single mom with two boys, and that wasn't a pleasant experience over the holiday season. But I'm sure anybody would relate to that. So I just haven't had a good experience with them. It doesn't feel like they're really wanting to help me work and have a completed beautiful project on Main Street. What it feels like to me in my instance is that they would rather see me abandon the house and leave it empty again. And I've heard, only my hearsay and could be just gossip, but I've heard they pushed other people from their homes as well because they feel that they're being attacked by collection agents instead of someone wanting to rebuild our community. So I had heard about a program that was being used in the Belleville area, and I called to some of the agencies down there, and they have been able to implement a grant program called Intergovernmental Grants. It's much like the MCF program where the people with financial concerns can go and show, what their financial ability is, the codes that they've received from the code violations they've received from the city, and they find a compromise in making that happen the same way that the weatherization program does. It's split up into some way of splitting up the grant between however many families that they can help. So I had spoke with the mayor about that last fall, and I'd really like to see that implemented, or if we can't obtain that grant, I'm sure there's other grants available. And grant writing's kind of tricky, so you need somebody that knows how to do that, and I'm sure that the city has written several grants. So maybe we can get something like that going. I spoke also with Habitat for Humanity a while ago, and they said that they would, you know, like to restore homes, but their grant writing doesn't have the wording for that. They have to do a new build. And Jacksonville is a historical community. We have a lot of very old homes, and I think that it would be really great to have those restored. But with city code enforcement and the city court, and you know how word gets around very quickly, if someone is having a bad experience and other people hear about it, then they're not going to go quickly on restoring these old buildings. You know, they're not. And I lived in housing for a short period of time. I saw that as a stepping stone. I know that a lot of my neighbors had been there for 10, 12 or more years. And, you know, I think that there's should be programs and maybe more education about getting your own home and being able to do do things on your own. It gives you a sense of pride. It makes your self-esteem come up. And so on and so forth. That's what it's done for me. The house that I own particularly was, from what I understand, was built by Mr. Morton on Morton Avenue, that Morton Avenue was named after. It was a wedding gift for his sister. The records that I found said that it was deeded in February 20th of 1860. I made massive progress to the house, enough where Morgan County assessor's office has decided that my tax needs to be risen, to rise $1,000, yet city court is saying that I've made no progress. So I just think that this is not the way that we want to be portrayed with our code enforcement and with these empty buildings. So that's just my opinion. Actually, whenever I purchased the house, I knew that it had code violations, which had to be released in the documents that I was signing. The previous owner said that city hadn't bothered him at all, you know, with a vacant home. Once I started living in the house and fixing it up, that's when I started, you know, seeing code enforcement at my doorstep quite frequently.
So this is just a matter, you purchased a vacant house and tried to fix it up, and the city's giving you basically a hard time about how you're fixing it up? Is basically
well, not how I'm fixing it up, just that I'm not doing it quick enough for their liking. So my point of view on that is it sat empty for 10 years, and the previous owner says he was never bothered by city code enforcement, yet I purchased the home, I'm restoring it, and I've been continuously bothered.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I am sure that they want to make sure that it's up to their expectations, but the ordinance has never been questioned, just that I have not got it up to code. So the way I'm doing it has not been questioned, only that it hasn't been done in their timely manner.
And if you, I know you kind of mentioned it before, but you just make sure I have it, that you say, when did you actually purchase it?
I think it, September is when I purchased it. I'm thinking it's coming up, three or four years now. So it took, the previous owner 10 years to let it rot or more. And in 3 years, I'm supposed to have it back to tip-top shape, and that's just an unreal expectation, unless you have a lot of money, which people that have a lot of money are going to, in my opinion, purchase homes, you know, in Appleby Estates, over in West Winds, things like that. They're not going to restore and put all this money into, you know, a home on Main Street.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
And you say that you've had... You know other people that have had similar experiences, specifically for homes on South Main, or?
No, I believe that Marcy Patterson and The Source had done an article of some sort on the lady that lives on State Street. She has the old trolley house, and the city had you know, come down on her, and so she took it upon herself to carry shingles to a three-story roof. She's a single mom, and falling off the three-story roof would be devastating. And I just think that I've seen the community pull together for events and things that I've coordinated and been a part of on numerous accounts. People that probably didn't have it would give you the shirt off their back. And I just think that if more of those people knew about what was going on, then we can pull together and make it a better place. So.
And I think I heard you kind of mention last night when you were talking to one alderman that litigation may be, I guess, basically something that you consider?
It's about to that point that I'm considering that. I've done a lot with the city, and I really don't, you know, I made a ton of friends, and I don't want to see that happen. I love Jacksonville. I love living here. And I just think that the city council is the pulse of the city. They need to be made aware of the situation. And if it continues, then yes, I'm going to have to seek litigation and damages. I can't be under stress and all of this continuously. I have health conditions, and I'm doing the best that I can as a single mom, and I make minimum wage or sometimes less, you know. Sure. So I'm doing the best that I can, and I just shouldn't be harassed. Not only am I harassed, I'm discriminated against. A lot of my neighbors have the same violations that I have, yet they've never been tagged. So that's a problem, too.
How many
You're
children?
Just tagging, you know, people that are trying to do something, and other homeowners have the same violation. The city code was made for everyone in town, not just some of us.
How many children, Rochelle, do you have, and how old are they?
I have two. I have a son that's 12, and he's actually autistic, so he's a little bit more time-consuming sometimes. And I have a four-year-old, four and a half.
Okay. Also a boy, or?
Yeah, two boys.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay. I don't think I have any other questions. I think you've covered everything here. You have another city court appearance then coming up here soon, or?
Yes, this Thursday.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to work on this story today and see if there's anybody else. I know I won't get a response from the city because, you know, it's an ongoing case, but I will try and get the story out for tomorrow morning. So, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just basically that I'm not just doing this for myself, even though it hasn't been pleasant for me. You know, I know that there's others that are having trouble too, that maybe haven't said anything or feel hopeless, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Sure. Well, I wish you luck with your situation, and thank you for reaching out to us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and you have a good day.